Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. I still stand here tall at 6'2", as Pastor John McClain, with a pretty tall guy as well in his own right, Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, sir. Excited.
I know, man. I wasn't, neither one of us actually were able to make it here last week because I was ill and you were out there saving the world. So, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, man. For sure.
And but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to just a very great father that has looked out and blessed me, my friends, all those around me, has surrounded me with amazing people, has blessed me with amazing children, with an amazing life. And I want to thank him this week, like I do most week, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it's one of my babies. So, today in studio, we definitely have another amazing guest. Just like usual, it's like Andreas's MO that he brings a female powerhouse into the studio.
I know, that's the majority of the guests that we have. It's just
particularly women powerhouses. You have just this ability to like bring in women powerhouses to be on the show. So I appreciate that about you, brother. And today, the powerhouse that we have in studio with us is Corey Varela. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm a name butcherer, so I was just expecting that I was going to say it wrong. But we have Corey Varela with Omni Homes International. And thank you for being here with us, Corey.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I guess just right out the gate, an easy softball question, and just to kind of give our listening audience an understanding, what is Omni Homes International?
Well, I'm actually a real estate agent. So Omni Homes International is a full service real estate brokerage.
Okay.
We specialize in helping buyers, sellers, investors, property management. So the full array of, gamut of real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We service all the state of Arizona. Mm. We have agents. With the majority, of course, here in Tucson. And we have over 100 agents with the company, and I'm one of them.
Nice.
We are self-contracted, so we are our own, we're actually independent contractors with Omni Homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our own business within Omni Homes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, it's been a great year for Omni Homes and for all its agents.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, can't say enough about our team and the material, the tools that we have in order to help all our clients.
Nice. And I'm going to throw you just a slight softball curveball here on this one. Like, what made you get into real estate? What inspired you to go down this direction and kind of fill us in maybe a little bit on that origin story? What your journey's been like being in real estate so far?
Well, all right. Well,
I know you weren't expecting
that one. I don't
want
to date myself. Okay. I don't want to date myself, but I've been in real estate or finances in maybe about 38 years now.
Mm.
However,
that sounds like an expert.
Yeah. I started in banking and went into mortgage. And
And
it was around and pretty interesting with what we're going through right now with the economy, but I was around in 2008, 2010,
mm-hmm.
when the market crashed, right?
Yeah.
And back then I was a lender. So getting loans and lending was really a difficult time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Coupled together with a lot of our customers were getting foreclosed on.
Mm.
We had short sales. They had to do loan modifications.
Mm-hmm.
So all that was going on mm-hmm. in our market. So I went ahead and took a change and left lending and went into real estate.
Mm.
I felt I would make a better impact, use my knowledge a little bit more with sellers and buyers. I wouldn't just be I wouldn't just be concentrated on helping buyers like I do with mortgage, like I did with mortgage, but I would be able to hold their hand on buyers and sellers. And at that time, people needed a lot of education. They needed to know what kind of decision to make. Mm-hmm. You know, many of them were being foreclosed upon, but it was because of a lack of resources or information that they had out there. Mm-hmm. They could have possibly done modifications and kept their home a little bit longer, or they could have, you know, done short sales. But all of that was what inspired me to jump in on the other side. I want to say the, you know, the dark side coming into the real estate business, but only because I've been helping clients all my life through finances, and I just saw a need there and the impact that I could make.
And I guess as you're saying it, like what type of skill set or what type of extras do you bring coming from the mortgage lending market to a client that, you know, that has you as their real estate agent that they may not see with another real estate agent that doesn't have that type of background?
Well, I'm very resourceful, and I keep in touch with a lot of lenders, and I'm always learning and educating myself on new programs that are coming out, and know about the you know, the high-end loans as well as the down payment assistant loans that are coming out. So because I am familiar with it, I am able to hold their hand and be their partner in this whole thing with the mortgage loan officers also. A lot of times they feel isolated when they can't get a hold of a mortgage loan officer or lender, et cetera. Well, I can be that resource for them because I do have enough knowledge to be able to walk them through the questions that they may have. And help them build on their credit and get them prepared. So I guess I can help the client a lot, but I also am a good partner to whoever the lender is.
Yeah, and so it sounds like you know a lot of people. Like, that's great that you have these connections of people who are there to help them, right?
Yes. Yeah, I can match, you know, match them with the right programs and, you know, help them with their finances, you know. I also work with them a little bit more on, you know, are helping them set their goals. You know, I'm just not a transactional agent where you come to me and you say, I'm ready to buy a house. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about it, you know. Let's see, what do you want to do in the future? You know, do you want to live in this home forever? Are you going to live there with your family? What are you going to do? Or is this going to be a stepping stone for you to get into a bigger home? Are you thinking about maybe investing in the future? You know, I just go into different avenues so that I understand exactly what they're looking for.
Nice. So before we go to the commercial quick, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
They can always get a hold of me by calling my cell phone at 520-370-1224. Yeah, they can also email me at cavarela@gmail.com, or I have my website, which is cory.varela.com.
Nice.
Love it.
Good well, stuff. We will be back with all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz, and we have Cory Varela with Omni Homes International here in studio with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I'm your coach, speaker, and co-host Andreas Ruiz along the Pastor Jonathan Lee McClain.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. And of course, we have the powerhouse, amazing woman, Cory Varela from Omni Homes International. And she's been really just giving us a lot of great information that I just love listening to her. I could listen to her all day because I want to learn. You know, if you're not learning, then you're not growing. So I'm here to learn. I'm here to listen. And I believe listening is very important, especially in with these type of topics. And, you know, kind of like we were talking a little bit about, you know, a few things that Cory has and people that she knows, how she can help them with some programs. But one question that I would want to ask her is, like, what would be the benefits of hiring a real estate agent as opposed to just trying to sell or buy your home by yourself? Because I've heard some people that are just like, you know, I'll just do it myself. That way I don't have to pay this person X amount of money or whatever. But I've heard that it's actually not a good idea. You can actually lose money.
As you're saying that, I feel like the person should be like either talking slower or with like a really bad country accent. Because, yeah, I don't know anybody with a sound mind that would want to buy or sell their home. But, yeah, it's the question.
I've met people. So, yeah, I just want to ask you, like, why, you know, why is it, you know, what are the benefits of hiring a real estate agent as opposed to just trying to sell her by yourself?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, like you said, they try to save themselves money by doing it themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest reason, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're a realtor, real estate professional and have done it and saw it on your own because you know, I would never recommend that for anyone to do it. There's just so many other variables that go along with the sale and purchase of a home. Mm-hmm. Let's take, for example, I like to refer to this now. This comparison is like, when you're selling your car, your car, you can get the blue book price off of it. You can see the year, the miles, the deduction for how many miles or the add-ons, leather, alloy wheels, da-da-da-da. So you end up with a real accurate price, pretty accurate. And then it gives you low, medium, and, you know, depending on the condition of the car. Mm-hmm. Well, people, I think a lot of the consumers think that it's as easy to sell a house. And they go on these other medias like Zillow, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, look, Zillow says my home is worth X. Well, a lot of times the Zillow may be on target. Mm-hmm. But what percentage is the value of your home really on target? Or the value of the home that you're buying on target? Mm-hmm. You don't. You need an expert. You need a professional to go in and look at all the improvements that have been made, because Zillow will just take something, you know, in reference to the homes that have sold, but they're not taking into consideration maybe all the improvements that you've made, the condition of your home, all those things that can either add value to your home, or it can also have you overprice your home, which can be just as detrimental to, you know, pricing it low, you can price it high, because then it won't sell. So, but those are the things. You cannot compare a house to a car. You cannot use a program like Zillow. It will not give you all the factors of your home. You need an individual to come in, a professional like us, to add value, to add and subtract what we think the home is worth. What we know, but what the market says your house is worth at. But other than that, I mean, it would give me some, also, it would make me nervous if I were selling my house to just have anyone come into my home and walk through my home and say, I want to see your house. Well, really? You're going to let anyone walk into your house? When you have a professional representing you, we're in, you know, we have all our methods of how we're going to show the home. We have securities. I mean, we know who we're showing it to. It's always accompanied by a real estate agent. So, you know, there's more security there for you. Not to mention the negotiations. When you're selling your own home or you're buying your own home, there is emotions that come in, right?
Interesting.
You're not personally, you know, you get all your emotions. It's like, what do you mean? You know, you're only want to offer me this much for my home. And so, you know, the emotions come into play. And I think that's one of the biggest things is that, you know, if you're not a very firm person on your price, et cetera, you could, that could affect it very much. And if you have somebody like us professional agents, obviously, it's we can negotiate the price for you. We keep it, you know, very easy, calm. You don't communicate directly with the sellers and buyers. We also have a group of people that we work with that you get to use. So if we need a stager, if we need an inspector, if we need a repair guy, you know, we have that group of people that you as a buyer or seller can actually tap into, because we already have those resources for you. So a number of reasons why it is just so important. Other than that, I mean, there's just so many other things that can go wrong with a transaction. We are... everyone thinks that because there's 7,000 agents in Tucson, right? that being an agent is easy. It is. It requires paperwork. It requires a lot of inspections. It requires a lot of other things that go along with the wholesale and buying process.
Mm-hmm.
That can be very intimidating in the end if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, and let's just say they were bright enough to reach out to you and contact you. Like, what would be an ideal client for you?
Well, the ideal client would be somebody that has already been pre-qualified, has already been working on the process, and has their paperwork in order.
Has their poop in a group.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The ideal client we like to see is cash. Okay, yeah, wonderful, but, you know, let's be realistic.
Mm.
It's about being prepared. It's about having your paperwork ready. It's about having your down payment. It's about having your credit score. It's about having all those things in order, and you're ready to start looking for that home.
I'm assuming that they weren't, and then get connected with you. Is that stuff that you can kind of help them navigate and connect them with the right people?
Yes. An interest in just wanting to know the difference between buying their house or if they should rent. Before that decision is made, definitely contact some myself as an agent, or try to get pre-qualified with your lenders.
Nice. Absolutely. And tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you.
They can get a hold of me by calling my direct line at 520-370-1224 and or emailing me at cavarella10@gmail.com or my website at coryvarella.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Corey, for joining us in studio today.
Yeah, this was really insightful, and I really want to hear more. You know, like it's really good to hear somebody who's in the profession, and because I was like, man, this is stuff that really needs to be put out there.
Especially someone who knows their stuff as well as she does.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree, because I don't know my stuff when it comes to this. I'm like, I would need an agent, like, because then my emotions would get involved. Like, what do you mean? That's my house, you know? I love my house. So yeah,
for sure.
Good stuff. Thank you for being on the show. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's Corey Varela.
Varela.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Varela.
Rolling the R's. With Omni Homes International. And this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andrea Cherise, who has a little message for you.
Yeah, so I actually have something coming up. It's called the 7-Day Mindset Challenge. That it's a little beta test that I'm going to be doing to help people with any anger, any sadness, any anxious thoughts that are going through their minds, to help them tap into more of taking action, overcoming procrastination, and also with that, you know, just being able to deal with their own emotions. So if you're interested in this beta program, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, or you can check out my website at ibelievewithmyself.org, or you can send me a message at Facebook, Andres Ruiz. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought
to
you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
I can show you a smoke screen, right?
Yes. Send me a smoke screen,
or
too.
Or telepathy,
yeah.
Maybe?
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Yeah, but this is the Common Good Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, sir.
And speaking and excellence and leadership.
Yes.
And karate.
No, that's my son.
Karate. Okay, got it. Yeah, sure.
I've watched Cobra Kai, but that's about it.
Yeah, I get
that's
it.
The closest
I get it.
To karate.
Yeah, me Karate Kids. I like it. Yeah. And we have definitely one of our favorite guests in studio with us. She is a little ball of sunshine, and I mean that no offense, because she is the local little loan officer. And here on my script, I got that all misspelled and all butchered. But for us, those of you out in the world, I definitely want to introduce to you Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back on here today. This is my new favorite place. I'm so excited to be back
you and
with
me
you
both.
Guys.
Yeah, this is like our Disney World,
right?
Without
is.
The lines and the rides, for sure. So I guess kind of for those who didn't hear you last time on the show, re-explain to them, you know, who is Shelby Anthony, what is Movement Mortgage, and, you know, what do you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Tucson's local little loan officer here. So I have the blessing of working with Movement Mortgage, a local company here in Tucson. We got a small team of agents here, and we really focus on doing things well. So when I say that, I mean, we do upfront underwriting to make sure that the the buyers are going under contract with a good, solid pre-approval that's already been underwritten. Underwriters have already seen it. So when they're putting in an offer, we know that the deal is going to go through from the front end of things, which makes everything better from a buyer's agent standpoint, from everybody's perspective there. So we do things really clean. We do things quick, very fast processing, 21-day closes most of the time, sometimes even faster than that. We do a lot of rescue deals from other lenders that, for whatever reason, can't get things done. But really what we pride ourselves on is the culture and how we utilize our profits through the company and giving back to a community, giving back to local organizations to help support homelessness and veterans and disabilities and teenagers with pregnancies and all kinds of cool things like that, and helping build shelters for other countries and going on missions trips and building churches and schools and movement schools. So a lot of great organizations that we partner up with there. And so I love the values that Movement Mortgage has, and I'm that's just awesome. Super thankful to be able to be a part of that picture.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, me and Andreas regularly talk about just the company culture and how important that is with just your happiness with the job, the growth of the business, the success of the business. So that's cool to hear.
Yeah,
that you guys have that over there with Movement Mortgage. So kind of an on-topic question. What can homebuyers expect from the market right now? I know it's kind of like this whole past three, 4 months. It seems like it's been like a roller coaster
ride.
I
wish we could rewind to 6 months ago when everything was booming. Everything was great. We had, you know, every house that was going under contract was getting multiple offers and only being on the market for 2 days before they got 10 offers over asking. We're not quite in that market anymore. So it's really starting to stabilize. Now, I know a lot of people out there in mainstream media and all the voices out there are saying that the market's looking like it's going to crash. There's a bubble's going to burst. None of that is accurate because you have to look at lending standards and how much those lending standards have changed after, you know, the big fallout in 2008, 2009. You can't get a mortgage approved without looking at the bank's statements, without verifying pay stubs and pay in the income and all of the guidelines that need to be met. So no, the housing market is not going to crash. It's just we are starting to catch up with, you know, the economy, with the rise in rates, with the inflation and all of those things. And because of those factors, we're starting to see houses sitting on the market a little bit longer, which is more of a normal thing. So we can't really put these last 2 years into a box of normalcy. This is the last 2 years have been kind of chaos, but I think that sellers have gotten used to that and they've expected that. And so here we are now with these rising rates, which really historically isn't terrible. We're in the fives right now. Sometimes you can get a high four with potential rate buy downs, things like that. There's ways to get around those higher interest rates. But essentially what we're seeing is we're starting to see sellers concessions coming back around, sellers being more negotiable, being willing to help with closing costs, or sellers being willing to pay temporary rate buy downs for the buyers to make the houses more affordable for the buyers. So there's a lot of great things, and with that also comes VA loans making a comeback, which is fantastic. You know, that's really my bread and butter. That's what I pride myself on. I love working with veterans, and it's really exciting to see them now having more competitive looking offers because those are being accepted over, you know, potentially, you know, the conventional offers or the FHA offers or the all cash offers that we were seeing in the crazy seller's market 6 months ago. So now it's giving our veterans more of an opportunity to come back into the market, to come out of the shadows and to be able to land in a really good, solid property. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And well, before we jump into the VA stuff, because I definitely want to discuss VA loans being a veteran myself. Earlier in the show, we were talking with a real estate agent, and I was asking her, and she was talking about the crash in 2008. She was around during that time. And what would you say from your perspective is what happened recently in comparison to the crash in 2008?
Well, it's very different. So when we look at, you know, the rise in rates and things like that and the decreased inventory, it's you know, most of that is just because of hesitancy that the buyers are having right now. And so when we saw the crash, it was because there were really lax lending guidelines. So people could get all kinds of different loans without having verification. You could do like bank statement loans, and you could do all kinds of non-QM loans without having to meet strict standards at that point. And so when all of those things started to go underwater, we ended up seeing a crash because of those situations that happened. And so it's nothing like that now. It's, you know, really where we're sitting right now is just because of the economy and where we're at with, you know, politics, presidential elections, you know, all that different stuff is all coming to a head. And so what we're really seeing more is a hesitancy in buyers than anything else. So we've got the rise in rates. And, you know, with Tucson, we also have to look at the incomes. So we're seeing rise in home values, which we saw a huge rise in home values over the last 2 years, right? We've got like 18%, 22% in some counties, which is fantastic for people who own their homes, right? But for people who are renting, that's not necessarily very exciting.
Yeah, they're in trouble. But
so if you're seeing a huge increase in property values and a rise in rates when Tucson incomes really haven't risen nearly as much, it makes it a little bit harder for first-time home buyers to get into those properties. And so, you know, that's kind of some of what we're seeing now.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about all that and more after the break. That's Shelby Anthony, your local little loan officer with Movement Mortgage. And I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. And if you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, please check it out. You can find out more about the radio show as well as all of the programs and services we do to help veterans in the community. We'll be right back after this message. I just like the smooth listening music. It just grooves.
I know, man. Yeah. Just want to go to sleep.
The common good
radio show. Can I play some saxophone
Some Luther Vandross.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You guys just lay back and relax. Enjoy the show. This is Common Good Radio. So that is, as I, this is us. And I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Andreas of the Ruiz clan of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
I know, we're missing Andresito and April. Shout out to my boys.
You're gang. I'm scared, like, when you guys are out in public, because, like, anybody mess with you guys just jump them.
Man,
you guys, your team everywhere you go. Yeah, it's kind of like Shelby and her kids. Like, you give them
especially her kids, man. They're no joke, man. They're a serious
ninja squad.
I got two little ninja hooligans. Great.
I love it.
Got the little clan leader Shelby there, and I'm guessing your husband's in there somewhere, you know, just making sure that no one gets lost, right?
He's one of the kids with them.
Yeah, having three teenage boys, I'm the oldest of the teenage boys, for sure. So cool. So let's jump back into the good stuff. If I didn't completely tell you, beautiful listening audience, is Shelby Anthony with the local little loan officer with Movement Mortgage. And before we went into the break, we were just talking about kind of what the market's been doing lately, the market now in comparison to historically. I mean, it's really, I feel like I just got a history lesson just now. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Do I owe you anything for that?
You can get coffee next time.
Yeah, nice. So, but before we went into that, you're touching on the VA loan stuff, and I didn't want you to go down that trail just yet, but I want you to go down that trail now.
Let's do it.
So tell us about the VA loan and what people don't know about it. Because I know, I'm 39 years old. I just recently got the VA loan for the first time in my life.
Well, congratulations.
And I thought, for some reason, I thought because I tried to get the COE, the letter to say that I was eligible, and they said I wasn't eligible. But then I had somebody else, you know, a professional, go through and do it, and Lord and behold, I'm eligible. So explain to people some of these, like, myths that they think, and just like why they should get with you and trying to get this stuff figured out.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think one of the best parts of a VA loan is that you can get a VA loan with no money down, and with that also no mortgage insurance. So on a typical conventional or FHA loan, if you do anything less than 20% down, you would have to pay what's called mortgage insurance, which essentially just protects the lenders, right? It's not doing anything good for you. It's just a payment that you have to pay to protect the lenders if the loan falls through, if you guys foreclose on the property, whatever that may look like in your situation. But in a VA loan, you don't have to pay for the mortgage insurance and you can do 0% down. You can also, a surviving spouse can use that benefit most of the time. Rates are typically lower on your VA loan. And even if you get locked into a loan that's not the greatest interest rate, you know, like we're experiencing right now in this market, the best thing to do is still get into the property. Because if you're a veteran, we can do what we call an IRRL. It's an IRRL. Interest rate reduction refinance loan. Say that three times fast.
Don't, don't make me.
And so what that does is basically a streamlined refi with no closing costs, no appraisal. You don't need the pay stubs. We don't have to do any of that verification. It's basically a really easy process to decrease your interest rate on the property that you have. So it's really a win-win for everybody involved. You know, you can also use your VA loan multiple times, which that one is kind of a little, well, unknown secret. So you can sell your home and buy another using that same VA loan because it restores your eligibility on that certificate of eligibility that you were just talking about. Or if you start out with a VA loan and eventually you refinance to a conventional, that again restores your eligibility. So you can go and use the VA loan again for the next property. So it's really cool and your benefit never expires. Even if you retired from the military 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you still have that same VA eligibility. So a lot of really great things along with more lenient guidelines because we really care about our veterans. We want to make sure that they're getting into housing, that we can take care of them because they've taken care of us. So it's kind of, you know, our way of giving back to our our military survivors who are coming back, and we want to get them into a home for as little cost as possible. And so not all lenders do no-cost loans for VA. Most of them still charge origination fees, lenders fees, things like that. Now with Movement, part of, you know, what we do is we don't even charge any origination fees for our veterans either. So it's another good thing that I love about the culture of Movement is that another way to give back. We are super thankful for those who go out and put their lives in the line of duty for our freedoms, for our sake. So now we have the ability to give back to them in this way by not by giving them a loan as cheap as possible, getting them in for almost nothing out of pocket.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. I mean, and like you said, you know, the veterans have done so much for us and now you guys are giving back to them. And it goes back to the culture of Movement Mortgage where you're constantly serving, you're helping people. And I can definitely see how you love this company because of the values, like you said, you know, just being of service. And I can see that you're a servant at heart. So, you know, really appreciate that.
Oh, I certainly try to be.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about, you know, like the difference between a mortgage, you know, you are approved for rather than one, you know, you can afford.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, so this is where I can start to get into a little bit of a trouble as a mortgage lender, right? Because, you know, we can technically on paper approve you for a mortgage with 49-50% debt to income ratios, which means in layman's terms, you've got a lot of your paychecks going out to creditors of some kind, whether it be, you know, multiple debts. It could be student loans, it could be medical loans, it could be your cars, it could be credit cards. All of those different things factor into your debt to income ratios, and we can get you approved, you know, for Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae guidelines, but is that really setting you up for success in your financial future? And so that's one of the ways that kind of, you know, I take a really personal stance on that because I come from the personal finance world where I've seen people struggling financially to pay the bills, to pay for their kids' tuition, to fund their own retirement because they have overpurchased in house. And so they end up being what we call house poor, where half of their income now is going towards their mortgage. So yes, we can approve you for a mortgage, but I'm going to ask all of the questions to find out big picture how this is setting you up for your financial future, because we really do want a house to be a blessing, not a burden. We want to make sure that, you know, if you're bringing kids into this situation, your kids are blessed by this house. You can see them growing up here and you can still afford the payment 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know, if you've got toddlers running around right now, I'm going to ask you, hey, when they go to school, are you going to be paying private school tuition or are you going to send them to public school? Either way is fine, but I want to know if this mortgage still fits in the picture because we're signing on to a 15 2020 30-year agreement, so I want to make sure that we're setting you up for the best thing possible. So that's why I ask so many questions, just on the pre-qualification side of things, and also to get to know them a little bit better and to feel them out and to really build that rapport with people as well. So I think that, you know, it's very different to be a pre-approved rather than, you know, can you actually afford this? Let's take a look at your budget, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever asked this question before. I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before, but what did you do before you were in the lending?
Oh, so I actually ran a financial brokerage. So I did insurance investments.
You could hear it as you were kind of describing it. And, and like, I think similar to our last guest, we had a real estate agent that used to be a mortgage lender. It's kind of, it seems like you had that similar stairwell where you're in finance and now you're into mortgage lending. So you're able to use that knowledge and that experience that you had in finance to apply to helping your clients within lending.
Yeah, it takes a whole different perspective when you are sitting down with someone and they are up to their eyeballs in debts that they don't know how to afford. Or, you know, worst case scenario, you're sitting down with someone delivering a life insurance check to them because they lost a spouse. You know, worst thing that could ever happen is if someone passes away that's a primary breadwinner, didn't have the right life insurance on them. And now what are they going to do? Because wife is still on the hook for the mortgage, the cars, the bills, everything else that still continues to come in, even though the paychecks don't. So it's a perspective that I have carried with me from my personal finance days into my lending days now, because it all plays a role. It's not just about the house, it's about big picture.
Yeah, and then what I love about you is that you have that knowledge, but then you also have that those values come back into play where you are thinking about, okay, I want to make sure that this person does get approved, but they also can afford it, because you don't want them to be struggling. And, you know, you just coming from the financial business, you know all this stuff. So that's really cool. And, you know, I appreciate that about you. So like, what are some of the primary items needed, like that you need for a mortgage loan application?
For basic processing, I mean, you're going to fill out your application online. That's the first step. And then you upload all of your docs, the traditional documents that we're going to request, basically valid ID, bank statements for the last couple of months, pay stubs, tax returns. If you have a current mortgage, we want to see your current mortgage statements, divorce decrees, if that's applicable. If you have bankruptcies, we want to see petition or discharge documents. I mean, those are pretty much the normal documents, homeowners insurance policies that you have on the property, and we'll take it from there, get it submitted, and see what else underwriting wants to take and go from there.
Nice. That's a pretty good breakdown of the docs. And as you guys, you know, listening, you can see this lady knows her stuff. Amazing organization and Movement Mortgage. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you before we jump out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, my email is shelby.anthony@movement.com. Direct contact number is 520-314-2227. I'll say that again. That's 520-314-2227. And you can find me on the socials. So I am on Instagram as local_little_loan_officer. And then I've got Facebook, facebook.com/shelbymovement. You can find me on there as well. A lot of different ways to communicate. Whichever one you choose, I'll pop on and we'll chat. But I'm looking forward to getting to know all of you guys as well.
Yeah, and get on the bus early. This is a up and coming star that you have right here. So
for sure,
definitely plug in, not only, you know, to see how she can help you with the lending, but you know, support her however you can, because this is an amazing woman that's doing amazing things. And we appreciate you being here with us, Shelby.
Hey, I'm thankful to be back here. It's always a pleasure being here in the office with you guys. Awesome, and I love the energy here. I always walk out just on such a high note. It's so much love fun it. Being able to build off of that.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
Well, awesome. Well, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more.